This is the Soundcheck Podcast. This is the Soundcheck Podcast from newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. Cindy Wilson is one of the singer-songwriters who founded the chart-topping band The B-52s back in the late 70s. And in the years since, while the B-52s have continued to be an ongoing concern, various members of the ensemble have released solo records. Cindy's album just came out this year in a 40-year career, a long-delayed, long-awaited solo debut album. It's called Change. And it brings Cindy Wilson and her band to the Soundcheck studio. Cindy, great to have you here. Thank you so much.
This is a thrill. I'm so excited.
I have never recovered from Rock Lobster, the first single by the B-52s.
I can tell.
All the rest that have come since.
Well, I appreciate it, though. You know, it's been amazing 40-year run with the B-52s.
But it's a run that continues, but this seems like it gives you a chance to do something a little different.
And the solo stuff. Yeah. Yes. We started about 3.5 years ago. Just went into the studio with Ryan and Lemuel and Suni and just kind of experimented with a style that would be kind of modern and represent kind of, I've been loving the tunes of psychedelia for so long, and I wanted a little bit of mystical, and Suni and Ryan are really into electronical music, you know, so it's just a bunch of different styles, you know.
Yeah, for me, the most striking thing was, you know, with the B-52s, you think of you and Kate Pearson, you know, kind of belting, whereas this is very much kind of the opposite, very almost crooning, it seems.
It's crooning. I like that word. Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But also, it affords expressing emotions that, you know, I don't usually get to do, which is wonderful. As an artist, and you can do things like, of course, there's the sensual, but there's also the demented, too.
you've done demented in your day with the B-52s.
Yes, I'm good at that. So it's been very playful and been wonderful to work that way.
Well, now, you're going to start us off with not one, but two songs from the album Change. And the first one is actually called Mystic. So is there, you know, are there mystical leanings in?
Oh, it's a very important song on the album and on the live shows. I think it really tells the story of creating, you know, sitting in the studio and creating something out of nothing, you know, and music is such a beautiful gift, and it's fabulous, and it is the mystic.
You know? We're all a little witchy.
All a little witchy, Suni says. All right, well, let's put a little witchcraft into the performance here this afternoon. Cindy Wilson and the band, and a song called Mystic from the album called Change.
Your father.
Cindy Wilson, live on Soundcheck. That is quite a little band you've put together here, Cindy. They sound great.
Yes, don't you love them?
Absolutely. No One Can Tell You is the name of the second of the two songs. We also heard Mystic, and they were stitched together by Lemuel Hayes behind the drum kit there while everyone else was switching instruments. Suni Lyons playing one of everything. He's got a bass, a guitar, keyboards, backing vocals.
He does a little bit of everything.
Ryan Monahan not doing too badly himself over there with guitar, bass, backing vocals.
Yep.
And Marie Devon playing violin and still more backing vocals. So it has been a long time coming, this debut solo LP. But, you know, you've released a couple of EPs before it happened. Have you been writing all along, you know?
No, not at all. We actually started about a few years ago. And I brought in some cover tunes, like Junior Senior, what was the one?
Well, there's two covers.
Brother, which is an OOK song, and one more. It was the fifth.
The New Colony Six.
The New Colony.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Which is a soft rock band from the 60s.
Do you remember that song, though?
I don't actually. I had to look it up.
It was a gem. I found.
One song.
Yeah, it was a gem, and I found it on YouTube. And just was kind of charmed by it and its simplicity. And I brought it to the studio, and the guys liked it a lot. So and we kind of added a lot of violin and was it piano on it? And
piano.
You know, so it's like almost like a church kind of hymn, where the way it goes.
Psychedelic.
Psychedelic hymns, yeah. But the guys brought in a lot of the music, and it's been a school for me to see what's the more modern music.
Hmm.
And I've had a great time doing it.
Although, I mean, it's clearly it's a new record. It's a 2017 album, but, you know, it also looks back. I mean,
have elements of...
songs like Mystic remind me of some of the earlier Gary Numan material, very melodic electronic stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And actually, there are a couple of tracks that have a kind of ballad, soft rock kind of sound to them as well.
Yes.
Although the band sounds like it really enjoys the the former rather than the latter, just based on a few minutes of evidence here in the studio. The album is called Change. It is the debut solo record by Cindy Wilson. And the title track is all but instrumental, which was kind of a surprise to me.
Yes, I mean, we're all about the atmosphere. The shows are very atmospheric. It's, experimented with my vocalese sounds. And
it's the sound of transformation.
So,
yes.
So is your voice there, Suni, going through that microphone with all
track.
Of its effects. Yes.
Yeah.
So... You said that this is kind of a different way of presenting the songs live. Is it a multimedia? Is there visuals?
It's a multimedia. We've Suni, the genius as he is, he's multi-talented in visual arts as well, and came up with a great video to sync up with our show, and it really adds another layer and a part of a show, which kind of flows from beginning to end, kind of, like I said, very atmospheric. And
So not necessarily narrative, but more like imagistic?
I feel some narrative coming through, but it's very much inward a lot of times. But it is an adventure of a set, you know. I love the reaction we're getting from crowds.
Well, it seems like, you know, this band and the sound that the five of you are getting is very much a product of you coming back to Athens, Georgia after all those years.
Well, yes, I've known Ryan and Lemuel for, 9 years? And it's a funny story. They were in a Beatles cover band, and I hired them for my son's birthday party. and so they kicked royal butt. It was the best birthday party ever. And so we kept inviting them back, and they were amazing musicians, and everybody was just so impressed. So when it came to, I had to do a local thing in Athens. I came to Ryan and Lemuel to see if they could be my backup band. And that's how we started doing music.
Well, and, you know, after the first wave of Athens bands, you know, the B-52s yes. and REM, you know, then there was the second wave with the Elephant Six Collective and, you know, Apple
yes,
and Stereo, et cetera.
Cool,
so it seems like there's still a really kind of vibrant music scene happening.
Absolutely. You know, it's the town never ceases to amaze me about what's happening there,
yeah.
you know.
And I was surprised to learn that you are a native of Athens. I mean, it's a college town, so many people come there.
Yes.
But you were actually born and raised
yes,
there.
Yes, my family is from there. You know, yeah, I was born there. Yeah, at General Hospital then. And it was, yeah, it was a great place to grow up. And it's the university town supported the whole town. And it still does, but it's the university's grown, Athens has grown.
Yeah.
But it still retains a very livable kind of atmosphere. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that at least has not changed.
Yeah.
Change is the name of the record. And what about for you? Has your approach to songwriting, has your approach to the act of making music changed over these years?
Well, it's, you know, like I said, with this group, it's been more of a school for me. And I've, you know, we've been experimenting with my vocalese. I get to do all these different, well, Kate and I touch on this in the B-52s, where we're doing like, you know, fish sounds and
right,
experimental
right.
sounds. And so I've been doing a lot of that, and it's been feeling very modern to me.
Yeah.
So
that's, you know, in when you've been doing something for 40 years and you can still feel like you're learning something new, that's got to
yeah.
be a great feeling.
In fact, you know, I get to do something, you know, original every night with the different vocalese styles.
Mm. Oh, so every night?
So I'm loving that.
Okay.
It's not, you know, so that's, it's very creative every night.
All right.
And, so. But the songs, are fantastic, and I can't be any happier with the way the album came out.
Well, as I mentioned before, although it is your debut solo LP, there mm-hmm. are a couple of EPs that came first,
mm-hmm.
and this next song you're going to do for us is from one of those EPs, from Supernatural,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh. That one's from the last EP, and we're inserting more up-tempo songs. We like the atmospheric stuff, but we need more up-tempos, and these kick butt, so
they certainly do. All right, let's hear another live performance. Cindy Wilson and the band here in our New York studio performing live on Soundcheck. This song is called Ballistic.
Let's go.
That is the sound of Cindy Wilson going ballistic, live here in the Soundcheck studio with her band. So that's from Supernatural. That's from the, yes, the EP. The LP is out. It's called Change. And boy, it really is all over the map. I mean, you know, there are these kind of up-tempo electronic kind of pulsing. But
then, at the same time, I think the sound's very consistent. It has a, you know, a style that's flows
right
together very nicely.
And a lot of it is your voice that ties all these
that's
different
things.
That's
definitely one thing that ties it together.
Yeah.
And also the engineering work and the talent of all these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
So, I mean, I loved what you said before about, you know, the mystical quality of music, making something out of nothing. The other thing that sometimes we have to step back and remember is that even when it's a quote-unquote solo record, it's almost never a solo record.
No, not at all. It's, you know, as I've told other interviews, it's not about just Cindy Wilson. It really is this great talent around me, and I'm learning so much from just hanging out with these guys. So it's fantastic.
So what's happening with the B-52s now?
We're still doing it. In fact, this is going to be a very busy year for both bands, solo
for 2018.
And B-52s. Yeah, 2018. 40 years, and we're going to be playing all over the place. It's going to be very, very hectic. And we're going, the solo is going to Europe in the end of February, and we'll be there for about 3 weeks,
mm-hmm,
and hit some major markets and, you know, do it. We're doing it, baby.
Are there new B-52s? I mean, do you guys get together and write still?
Not anymore. Keith Strickland has bowed out, and he was writing the music, mm-hmm, you know, which was, you know, got to have
something to sing
Ricky
over.
And
yeah,
Keith,
yeah.
He took over completely, and so, I mean, I've approached Fred and Kate about it, and we might do one song, but never a whole album.
So, but this is your outlet now for your songwriting, is?
Oh, definitely. I'm very serious about this, and we're getting a lot of good feedback. So,
let me pile on then, because I thought you guys sounded great today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That means a lot. Thank you.
The album is called Change. It's the new one from Cindy Wilson of the B-52s. And Cindy, great to have you in the band here with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.